problem we are facing.
Oh, and I clicked the record just now. It's on our Facebook, but yeah, so I'm going to ask you about that again, because what we're going to do today is we can talk about problems. We can do a lot of research about stuff, figure out all this manifestation stuff. But this is going to be a, when you have the clarity of what you want, how to actually do it, how to fix up whatever's going on and do it. So Katie, if you could just, I clicked late on it for the rest of the, on YouTube and everything else going to be on. But yeah, can you just talk a little bit about like what we're up to with this clarity of like, what do you really, 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 really want and what we're going to do today? We got something for people right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, like this is the time to really focus on what it is that you want for yourself in the next 3 to 6 months. And again, this is a time of really open possibilities. We'll say it that way. We are very, very supported in moving forward and taking action. So it's not about, you know, doing the thinking work, doing the mindset work, clearing out a lot of the energetic stuff. That's what we've been up to. And now it's time to take that guided action to move forward in a way that's congruent with what it is that you say that you want. And a lot of times we're not clear on what the steps are or what we need to do or, you know, what even we still have left to clear out within our own energy fields. But this is about really getting clear on this is what I want to happen for myself. This is what I'm working to manifest in this next time frame. And this is what I need to do in order to be in alignment with what it is that I say I want. And so this energy that we're in right now is really, really supportive of this. So getting clear is, again, we can look at it at the sense of clearing out that old emotional stuff that's still in the way that's blocking us from moving forward, as well as getting clear on exactly what it is that we want. Because if we don't know what we want, then how are we going to get there? It's like going on a road trip without picking the destination and taking a map. So if we are just kind of like, oh yeah, let's just let things happen to me, then we're going to get that kind of result of feeling like wishy-washy and feeling out of place and disconnected. Whereas when we take a moment to decide what it is that we want and we get very clear, this is what I want, even if it's just for a day, this is what I want for today. You know, if we can't think 6 months out, you know, taking it just moment by moment, and that's really the key to getting that manifestation as the end result, is having that clarity of what you're working towards this whole time. So Ralph, I know that you are deep into this in one of your favorite books. So I would love for you to talk a little bit about how do we figure out what it is that we want? Like what drives us to get clear on why we're here or our purpose, or what are your thoughts on all of this?
This is an exciting session, I feel, because we've been, you know, you've been looking at the energetics of everything and that under the surface kind of thing, which kind of suits the spiritual kind of people. And there's the people that just want a good result in their life. And I think everybody really wants a good result. So what we're going to do is go very clear, like a path, like framework. You can use this video again and again if you like to get very clear on your path to getting what you want. And the first step is just deciding, what do you want? I mean, for real, you know, in your business, in your work, in your health, your family, your happiness, like just kind of, and we've all, if you're with us, you've probably done stuff like this, the vision board and, you know, dreaming your dream life and all that. But this session, I feel, is going to be like, here's how to do it. Here's how to actually, quote unquote, fix it up or clear the stuff that's in the way. And that's what I'm excited about. So what we're going to do is just take you through a process that we use. And because there's times when you're doing this kind of work, when it can be disheartening, or like you just, it's like, golly, is this really ever going to work? Even though you're getting clear signs that you're on the, you know, a good path, or maybe there's been a bump in the road. This session is going to be about how to take that dream, that clarity, first to get the clarity, and then a very powerful process that Katie and I are using, that we're using to to clear stuff, because what's in the way is our own stuff. And what we found is that who you are matters more than what you do, but what you do then matters because of if there's an incongruency, a contradiction of that, it kind of just clogs up the system. So the key is to first get clear on what you really, really want and who you really, really are. And we're going to quote unquote, like one of my favorite teachers, Sharon G. Mateus, say, just fix it up. We're going to show you how to fix it up. Because I was at the 4th of July this weekend, and one of my, there was somebody at the party that had a, told me about a fall that they had an injury. And they were asking me, because I'm a physical therapist, that's what I do, about it. And I said, let's just fix it up. And we went back on the back porch, and for a few minutes, I worked on the bone and the little ligament, and then he could bend and straighten and get up out of the couch just fine. And so we can talk about this a lot. What we're going to do today is just quote unquote fix it up. So Katie, I'm throwing it back to you to like, what's your, because you have your book, Pure Effin' Magic, and it definitely is all about, well, what do you want? So can we just go step by step and give them a framework? Like, how would you say to get that clarity to be able to fix whatever this problem is, or to get what you want? What's the clarity part? How would we like to like do that?
Yeah, as I had mentioned before, decide. That's got to be number one. And again, it's just, what do you want in this moment? You know, the more that you hold on to a decision, I want something to be different, even if I don't know what it is, right? So when you're in that energy of making that decision, then you start pulling all of those congruent energies to you. So deciding that you want something is the first step. Well, and then
let's everybody, yeah.
Decide for yourself. What do you want? What do you want? You can put that. What do you want for today? What do you want for this week? What do you want for this month? What do you want for the next 3 months? What do you want for the next 6 months? Pick something, right? So be very specific, not too specific, but specific. So for example, don't say, I want to create more money, because the universe will leave you a quarter on the sidewalk and tick off the box done. So be specific. I want $20,000 to pay off the rest of my debt. You know, be specific about what it is that you want and why you want it. And whatever the reason is, don't judge that reason. You know, I want $20,000 so I can go on a shopping spree and buy luxury Chanel purses. I don't know if that's your thing. Like, let it be your thing, and don't judge why you want what it is that you want. And that is the key. And that's part of the next step, is understanding how you feel about what it is that you want. And so if you're judging yourself, saying, oh, maybe it's bad that I want this, or who am I to want this, or what's going to happen if all of a sudden I get a lot of money, you know, or I get the relationship that I want, or I lose a lot of weight, or I get the job of my dream, right? And so when we stop thinking about what everybody else's reaction might be, and we can understand for ourselves, like, this thing or this experience or this way of being is going to bring me the joy and the satisfaction and the fulfillment that I'm looking for. So how does that feel? Are there any inconsistencies with the feeling of having what it is that you decided that you want? So take a minute right now and think about what is it that you want? What have you decided that you are going to create for yourself in this next time frame?
And I just want you to know that we actually have a technique called Instant Miracle. So if you see us take a big breath, or it's not that we're need oxygen we're not yawning. It's like there's an energetic shift that's happening if you actually do this. And this, our goal today is to get you a result, to get you what you really want. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there's already energy shifting. So when you think about what it is that you really want, notice if anything comes up in your physical body, like any tightness or tension or restriction, constriction, and just notice where that might live. And even if it comes through as words like, oh, you'll never do this, or you can't have this, or whatever, let those words sort of just dissolve like mist and come back into your physical body and just notice what you notice happening in your physical body.
So what this is doing is connecting you with what you want, of course, and whatever you're feeling in your body is showing you places that you might not actually believe it to be true. And so with this technique, this thing that Katie just talked us through, you're going right to whatever that is that's in the way, some sort of belief that it's not going to happen or that you're not that. And if you really do this with us, it can have a big change even today. You're just noticing whatever that is, and it shifts them. Yeah. And then you can keep, this is a very, very powerful place to live, is to noticing whatever that is. You know, you're going to have thoughts, but then notice what's actually happening in your body. And then the next part that could be something to consider, you should journal it as well, is just to think of what do you believe to be true? And you might get some beliefs that are like not so useful. So you kind of like decide to let those go. And you might get some beliefs that you feel are true, you know, you're spiritual, like that you're infinite, or that you have that infinite power in you, or if you're a scientist, that the quantum field does live within you and you have access to that. So, you live lucky, or you're always blessed, or is there some beliefs that you're just like, things always screw up for me? Like, you know, just what do you believe and what do you want to believe as you kind of notice what's happening in your body? And then when you can see those beliefs that are like useful, like, wow, if you really believe this, this is how the world works for you in business, in work, in finances, in health, in relationships, if this is what you truly believe, then you might kind of consider, well, why do you believe that to be true? Like, where's your proof? Do you have proof? Has it ever happened before? And you can start to kind of just consider, like, yeah, I've got these beliefs. Are they true? And so, you know, it's been said your faith has healed you. It's like what you believe, and then having full faith that it's true, you might just examine, is it true? And, you know, for us, it's like, well, the success of our clients and what we've seen in our lives, it's like we keep going, yeah, this is true. This is true. So it's like we have more and more faith that it works. So that's, and if you're following along and feeling this feeling in your body, and you're considering, who are you really? Like, who are you really as a mom, a dad, a business owner, a worker, a spiritual being? Who are you really? What do you believe? And why is it true? What is your proof? Yeah, now I wanted to go where they say the rubber meets the road. So Katie, when you think of when you have them thinking about this, and it's like, well, if you truly believe this and you have full faith that it's true, you know it's true, then the question could be, well, what are you going to do about it? And so what do you say to people about what do you do? Like, how do you live? Or what do you do? How do you live like this? If you're kind of, a lot of people will just stay in the meditative spiritual way, but that's kind of self-absorbed. And they're not doing anything. And other people are just trying to do a lot, but they're not going to the energetic part. So there's like two parts, you know, like there's an energetic part and the material world. And but I think it's kind of like water. Like, it could be ice and look very material, or it could be steam and look very spiritual, or it could be somewhere in the middle and look like water. So it's like maybe the spiritual stuff of what we're up to right now and the actions, and what you actually get aren't different. They're just different versions of this energy.
They go hand in hand. It is the same energy, because when we're doing the work to clear out whatever is energetically blocking us, then we are creating space for that inspiration energy to come in to give us the creative solutions and the guided actions to take. Mm-hmm. So the more we are present, the more we understand how our body is telling us what's next or what to do, or, you know, if there's something in the way or something's not right, when we can tune in and we can understand the messages that we're receiving, when we clear out and take a moment to meditate, we can also start using that through our daily lives and just being in a state of feeling, of open feeling. So when we're doing something, then we will notice in our body, yes, this actually feels really good. This brings me joy. This brings me peace. This brings me fulfillment and satisfaction. I want to do more of this. Then we act on that, seeking out more opportunities that give us that same feeling. So when we are open and receptive to understanding what is happening in our bodies, what we're feeling, we can take the hint as to, okay, well, what's next? So if you get a thought that seems good, like, oh yeah, that sounds like fun, I want to go do that, then notice where that thought came in. Like, what were you doing when that thought came in? And how does that maybe potentially correlate to an action that you can take that will elicit that same feeling? So it's really about listening to the inspiration that comes through by being present in the body and looking for those good feelings, those feelings of lightness, those feelings of elation, the feelings of gratitude and graciousness and willingness and joy, really. And it's following, it's like what Abraham says, you just follow that good feeling. And when you're open to that, then more and more and more comes in. So it becomes less of a struggle to say, well, what comes next? I don't understand my steps, or I don't understand this, that, or the other thing. And again, by just being open and asking, you know, what's the next step that I can take? What is available for inspiration for me today? Where can I go that will lead me to my next level of healing, or a new idea, or maybe a new partner to work with, or whatever it could be? So again, deciding, and then noticing how you feel about that decision, spending the time with any of those energies that feel like they're blocking that freedom, that free feeling, that lightness, that giddiness, and then calling in more of that good feeling when you get to that space after clearing out what was in the way. Because again, the universe is, it works like a vacuum. So anything that you take out, something else needs to come back in. So once we take out those denser emotions, we don't want them to come back in. So we need to replace them with holding on to that lighter feeling, that elated emotion, and staying in that space so that we can start to attract everything else that's going to move us forward on our path towards that manifestation of whatever we decided on.
Yeah. And if you've been following and doing this the best as you can, you know, just doing these things, what do you want? Getting really clear on what you want. Why do you believe that to be true? Feeling what's in your body, and then seeing where you're not quite lined up with that. You can start to clear the contradictions to you truly getting what you want. Now, what do you do when doubt shows up, or something that happens in the physical world that's like a bit of a hit? Like, you know, something happens in work or business that's like, something happens, you're doing all this work, and then some problem happens in a relationship, or, you know, a bunch of things seem to start to happen. What do you do then?
The main key is to practice acceptance. The universe is going to test you. And when you decide that you want something, the universe is going to make sure that you are committed to that decision, and it will send you all sorts of obstacles in your way. And it's all about how you respond to each of those obstacles or challenges or problems that you face. And it gives you the opportunity to make different choices, because a lot of times it's stuff that's come around before, you've seen it before. And so it's an opportunity to recognize a pattern if you're really, truly serious about making some changes and being somebody different and manifesting this thing that you don't have yet, then it's going to require you to be a different person. And so it's all about how do you handle these things that show up for you as tests to see, again, how committed you are to that decision, because we can half-ass a decision all the time. We do it, you know, day by day by day by day. And that's why a lot of times we don't receive what it is that we've asked for. But we all know that when we are focused, when we're like, I am doing this no matter what, it always seems to happen. So it's getting into that energy of, I'm doing this no matter what, regardless of what it takes, even if I'm scared out of my mind, because I want it so badly. And this is why. And when we're hooking in, when we're hooking into that feeling of this is why I want it, that's the motivation that keeps us moving forward and tapped in to the energies that will continue to support that growth and that movement.
Yeah. So if you like, go ahead and think about what it is you truly want and why, and what you would like to believe about yourself, what you believe about yourself, and like why you think that's true. And then feeling your inner body. And Katie and I are going to do what's called an instant miracle, because we were talking ahead of time off camera. I'm like, well, how do we help people just get this? And we give them a result. And so it's kind of like that guy, I just like, well, let's just fix it up. And so what I'd like to do is have everybody test this. And because there's an energetic part of this that we kind of allude to, but there's an energetic thing that's happening as we're hanging out, because this is what Katie and I do all day long and dedicated time doing this. And it is going to the spiritual realms and clearing patterns. And it is really tuning into what you truly want so you can direct it somewhere. And it's about doing what the actions that are in line with that, and then letting go of anything that's a contradiction of not that. Like you could think of like your words, your thoughts, your feelings, your actions. Are they in line with you? If you truly believe what you say you believe in, and if you truly want what you say you want, are your words and actions and thoughts in line with that or not? So I'm going to do a thing with this, and Katie and I are going to do what's called instant miracle technique. And I'd love to hear what's different if you've watched this whole section with us here, this whole video, and just let us know what's different in your world. And so we're going to take all your, what you truly, truly want, and why you know it's what you believe is true about yourself and your life, and letting go of anything that's not useful anymore about what you believe, and then all your actions. And we're going to connect you up with all the actions that would be useful, and then letting go of all the things that are contradictory to that. So actions, your words, your actions. And it's a thing you can do throughout the day, is just check in, and it's like, are your words and your actions congruent with what you believe and what you want? And then just start making decisions to let go of the stuff that's incongruent. And we're going to do an instant miracle right now. Because we've seen this stuff, what we just did, result in people messaging us back and saying, oh my God, I got a record number of Stripe notifications about sales, and record number of stuff with the money part, or something in a relationship really shifted. And it's like, really? Did that just change? So sometimes it can be just like, wow, this was immediate. So let us know what you notice. And then there's also that, like, sometimes it's a bit of a process. And so we want to make sure you get all the bases covered. And so if you go through this video again, you can go through this process and then see what your actions are, and let go of your words and thoughts and feelings and actions that are not congruent with that. And then what Katie and I do is this, and we do it one-on-one and with our group. I put some links in there, and we can see where the contradictions are, where the stuff that's in the way, the stuff that's in the way of your healing on all levels. Because our goal is to help you get what you want in life, your health, your life, your happiness, your abundance. And we can show you what we see and give you the framework. And then if you'd like to join us, then we can tell you about our group. We have one-on-one sessions. We have group. We have free stuff. We can guide you whatever is useful. So it's the time is now. You know, there's so much going on, Katie, and there's so many people that are kind of disrupted. And like, there's something else here that I know I'm supposed to be doing. I know that things are going well, but not as well. So if you want our help, just go send Katie a message. I'll leave all the contact information wherever you're seeing this. Send me a message, or just go click that and join us. And anything else you want to say about this? Because we just did something that people could have a change right now, even in the chair they're in. And I'd like to hear what people are noticing, and also if they use this process. But what would you like to say?
Yeah, I was feeling a lot of energy shifting. So just notice what you notice over the next couple of days. Because again, we are in some very transformative energy portal right now. So be careful what you wish for, because you're going to get it. It's that type of manifestation energy.
But don't be scared. Like if you think it's
right, don't be scared. Negative,
don't think, oh no, I just created that. Be a little light.
Yeah. You know, hold true to the decision of what it is that you want to call in. And again, just notice all the signs that are coming through to tell you that it is here. And it's just a matter of finding that those synchronicities and saying, oh, that was for me. Thank you so much. Putting that little golden nugget in your pocket and building up that treasure, strengthening your faith that yes, indeed, everything is always working out for you.
And it's useful to have people in your world that are like part of this, because it can be daunting to have a lot of people that are like not doing this sort of thing or not part of this. So check it out, watch the video over and over again is my recommendation, and then reach out to us. There's some links, and this will be fun to see what's different. I'm looking forward to seeing what's different for me.
Yeah, me too. All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Let us know in the comments what has been most valuable for you today. And Katie Cavanaugh and Ralph Havens signing off. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining.